Thursday, May 15th, Feast of St. John Baptiste de la Salle. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 31, verses 8 through 11. Happy the man found without fault, who turns not aside after gain, nor puts his trust in money, nor in treasures. Who is he that we may praise him? For he has done wonders in his life. He has been tested by gold and come off safe, and this remains his glory forever. He could have sinned, but did not. Could have done evil, but would not, so that his possessions are secure in the Lord, and the assembly of the saints shall recount his alms. Heda Commentary. St. Augustine says, "Pride is the worm of riches." St. Bernard says, "In delights, chastity is endangered, and humility in the midst of riches. Not to transgress on such occasions is the greatest miracle." Man has free will, and those are happy who, by God's grace, do not abuse it. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. At that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who, thinkest thou, is the greater in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus, calling unto him a little child, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, he is the greater in the kingdom of heaven. And he that shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me." Heda Commentary. St. John Chrysostom says, "This altercation for superiority among the apostles, whilst they were upon their road to Judea, might have arisen from another cause besides the precedence given by Jesus Christ to St. Peter. A report prevailed among the disciples that Christ would soon die, and they wished to know who would be the first when he was gone. Or, expecting that by his future resurrection he would enter into full possession of his temporal kingdom, they wished to learn which of them should be greater in this new and glorious state. Unless you become as a little child, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. That is, you shall have no place in my kingdom of glory in heaven, where none shall find admittance but they that are truly humble." Our Lord in this and the next chapter teaches us, first, to sit down in the lowest place, second, to bear patiently with our neighbor, third, not to scandalize a weak brother, fourth, mildly to correct him when faulty, and fifth, to forgive him when repentant. Humble souls who are little in their own eyes are so dear and closely united to the Almighty that Christ declares them to be the most acceptable, the first in merit, not highest in authority or dignity, either in church or state, as some idle fanatics pretend. The kingdom of heaven is not the reward of ambition, but the boon of simplicity and humility. To receive, in the style of the Scriptures, is to honor and favor, to be charitable and kind to anyone. Who does not admire here the great goodness of God? Jesus, knowing that he was soon to leave the world, and that his disciples would no longer have it in their power to manifest their charity for him by their kind services, substitutes the poor in his place, declaring that if they receive or honor them, they receive Christ himself. What greater proof can we wish for the merit of good works?